AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says someone from within the Iranian regime might be the best choice to take power once the U.S.-Israel campaign is finished.
Most of the people we had in mind are dead. So, you know, we had some in mind from that group that is dead. And now we have another group. They may be dead also, based on reports. So I guess you have a third wave coming in.
At the White House today, the president defended the decision to attack Iran now.
A lot of those missiles that are hitting in, those are stationary. Those were aimed there for a long period of time at these other countries. So I think I was right about that. We attacked first. And if we didn't, it could have been, you know, look, we're really decimating them. They're being decimated.
Israel stepped up airstrikes on Iranian missile launchers and factories, and Iran retaliated against Israel and across the Gulf region, disrupting energy supplies and travel. AAA says the average price for a gallon of gas jumped 11 cents overnight here in the U.S., and drivers in Europe waited in line to fill their tanks with fuel. President Trump is threatening to cut off trade with Spain. He's citing a lack of support over the U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran and the European nation's resistance to increase its NATO spending. French President Emmanuel Macron is ordering France's nuclear-powered aircraft carrier to move from the Baltic Sea to the Mediterranean to help protect Allied assets during the ongoing war in the Middle East. A man in Georgia, Colin Gray, who gave his teenage son the gun he's accused of using to kill two students and two teachers at a high school, has been convicted of second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. The House Ethics Committee is opening an investigation into claims South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace overcharged a congressional reimbursement program for housing and living costs. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A former NBA champion is among those criticizing an NBA team's promotion with a strip club.
NBA player Luke Kornet has called on the Atlanta Hawks to cancel their upcoming collaboration with Magic City. The San Antonio Spurs center wrote that allowing the March 16th event during the Hawks game against the Orlando Magic, quote, would reflect poorly on us as an NBA community, specifically in being complicit in the potential objectification and mistreatment of women in our society. Kornet says he and other NBA players were surprised by the team's decision to promote the adult entertainment club. The Hawks announced the promotion last week. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A source tells the AP Atlanta Braves outfielder Jurickson Profar faces a possible 162-game MLB suspension after a second failed performance-enhancing drug test. Profar intends to ask the Players Association to file a grievance to appeal any discipline. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Some crimes are never forgotten, others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.